Bring in Simen Shinches on Sifyot Mishabur Sifkat Membeis. So the next part of Mishabur actually explains a little bit why he is here. There's also Bir Lach, which we're going to have to take a look at a little bit on this. Vayim Magen Avraham Shabbo Beir the Masha Kosov and Mechaber Einan and told him had an astronomer feel a bit tilted by Alma. So when you say over here, it's not just a problem of taking it off of the boar and the deuce, which would be a binyan astira issue. Then the question would be, so why is it here in Simen Shin Ches? But it's muksa totally. They asked it, they gave it a muksa, you can't move it at all. I feel in the spark of Kvar Meir Shabbos Min HaBor, even though they're not on the board right now, so the problem is not binyan and stira, just the problem is tilt. Koshka also lit them in a board, and obviously that much more you cannot take off the board, because that really is a problem of what and soyser.
Batam.
So, see,
I don't know.
The kimish to him, oim them, umuchonim, the kisikar kos. So they got it. They have an interesting thing. Even though Betzim it's a kli, but since its function is for kisik or kos, which we can't do, so they lose it in tilt. That's how the Rambam understands it. That's how the Rambam understands, and it's based on a Rambam. And the Bir Lach over here points out that Rashi, according to Rashi, that's not true. According to Rashi, they're actually mutzer betilto. The only issue is just putting them on and off of the board. And according to Rashi, we're gonna, you know, we would have the question, why would we put it, you know, over here? But following the sheet of the Rambam, which is Lashon Mechaber, and then tell them at all, Magen Avraham is like the Rambam, so it gets a din of muksa as well. So let's just take this Bir Lach a little bit. Ain't he told them? Ein Shabur Shekzav the B'Shem Magen Rambam. The Mekvan Afilu B'Tilta Ba'alma. Ain't he told me you can't move it at all? How do we move it? So the more is, the more he wants to know. We're sitting to make on this. So how are we doing that? What sheet are we following, etc.? But we see that the issue was, are you allowed to do tiltal? Mashmi said the kisi rubber does a feel of a tiltal loser. Chen mucha me rama me ran chen kasa b'tavush esrod. Hello, I am Prima Gadam, she calls Mr. Zob, the Hippo, Bejo Mistapik, he calls him Der Chaim Kedibrain. Okay, so the Prima Gadam is clearing that you don't have a din of tilt. Okay? Achem is Shadachoko, the Prima Gadam. The Prima Gadam's reason why he thinks that you should be, it's mutter, the Lama Yasubatilto, Achem, the Torah's Klee, I love it. It's a Klee. No, it's not a Klee. It's not mechubar l'karka. The case before of the losses which are attached to the ground, so that's not a kli. But over here, it's not attached to the ground. It just sits on top of the ground. So it's clearly it's a functioning kli. So why should there be this tiltum? That's the Ribbon Gadim's problem. Zati Meshavura, the Yaniyas Daiti Nirapash. So I'll explain like this. The Akhari Shabur Vadus Haim Inyan Karka. Hishu, Kisi, Barbados, the Dosses of Bias. So they gave it a din of like Dosses of Bias. Car you do a Mashakasa Varam Dosses of Bias, that was Pish, Haim, Kalim. I mean, the doors are they're functional. We come walk on a Surma Tilto, the Fish La Huchanul Tautil. They're not muchad. Why? The Ritzel Amr Shem Oimdim Raktam Alachdom Niskaber Oda Bayis Lodi Shamish Behen. You're not going to use them for anything else. You're going to put them back on the door. So, and when they're mechubar the karker, they don't function like a kli. So they're not considered muchad. Achinam when you know him, I'm the Rakli. He said Bor Lodi Shamish Behen. Okay, so that's how he understands this thing. And he points out, and he did Rama Agakosav Shamal Dibir Ram Zelashanu Abu Rashi Kosav Resh Kalkalim Ben Diamond with losses of bias Fishem and Amuchad Shena Kli. That the Kisi Berdus is not like losses of bias, like we're saying right now, which over there, by losses of bias, it's not a Kli. But this is not like that, it is a Kli. Akaloshana Rabba Maka. Mashad Ilu Hoyal Dosis Shem Kli. Gamgan Hoyim Atar Matilto. So he's learning that by Dosis Abayas, not the Ramah, they're talking out of Kli. Nearly it's just Suya, Zu Kufo Hichiach Ramam Estina Belosis. So what's that in Rashi then? Hanamid also Kisi Hakakos. So let's work the other way around. From this dinner, Kisi Hakakos, which the Pasha of the words, Mashad, you can't move it at all, that's where the Ramah understood his did by bias. Shalem Beisach, he's off the charts clear, then you can't move him at all. Even though they have a, they're clean, but karka, the bedaber is shaykh le karka. Dallas le kisi, le shaykh shem kli. The bottom of the shem muksa, the din kli, which takes with the din muksa, they don't have because they're part of karka. They're even though they're a kli batsim, but a kli the guy be din a muksa versus mukhan, they're not a kli for that purpose. Kemash dasar on the head, the b'shein le besachiza av sheyesh tars kli aleim osur. So therefore, the losses could also be a kli, but you can't move them. And that's Rashi and Abba. Losses we got mekisa kikosi and mutzah betotal. Hechad tars kli alav av shein loy besachiza. Even though there's no besachiza, so you can't put it on the board, but a kli it is. So it's a kli. You can move it. The sugya for Sarah's are rak litim in a board. Okay. Okay, so that's what he points out. So according to Rashi, the din kli, the fact that they're mishtamish, the karka doesn't take off the shame kli from them, and therefore they're betzim mutzah for tiltul. The only issue is on or off of the boar. And who would then? But now, if it has a tzir and it's mechuber to the bais, beginning of Shabbos, so the pasha is takanotically it's functional with the mechuber. The chiddush is
what?
It's not a kli because it was mishtamish and mechuber. That pasha Rashi should agree with that. In the case it was nisparak from before Shabbos, say if you taka it's how to use it for something else, the taka wouldn't be muksan. Whereas according to the Rambam, even though it's roy for something else, since you're planning to put it back, so it won't have the mile of a kli for tilta. That would be the car that I've given to in the two cases. And the same thing with the keys to Barbados. Okay, let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah. So now you took a kli, it wasn't that you built it, you didn't dig a hole, you didn't build up a hole in the ground, but rather you took a kli and attached it to the ground. That's the Mechubah Betitz. On the bottom it's attached, off the Ba'alma, Mechubah Lekarka, Reku Karka. So now we have a general rule that Mechubah Lekarka is Kekarka. Okay. So how can Kima the Kisa, Enam Mechubah Betzir Lekli? So the ma'isa, the kisa is not attached. It's not, it doesn't have a hinge. Was attaching it to the sister. And the kli is clear. It's obvious. It's sitting above ground. It's obvious. That's why the next case where you buried the chavis in the ground. So that's the same as Lisman Rabbanan. Even though Betzim, it doesn't lose its shame of a kisi going on and off of the chavis, but it looks like a barbadus in the Yasser. Now this halacha that it's mutter to move the kisi or if they have a base of chisa that's mutter, shetiknam basav and maisa, mechidam lekach, shenshabash and mevedim. Shetiknam is a koi al kol kisa kelim. So now, Mishabura says it applies to all kisa kelim. The Biolacha brings that the Gros says it doesn't apply to the case of the kisa before because it has a base of chisa. That's the maisa. I don't need any other maisa besides that. I put a handle on it. And the chomaisa golem is there. So it's going on the second din over here of a kisi of a mechubra lekarka, which is saying that even though it doesn't have a base of chisa, it's mutter. So that's only because you've done some maisa to indicate that its function is to be a kisi. So either you can remove the shem muksa by designating it for this purpose, or by doing a maisa to make it usable for that purpose. Either one would take away the shem muksa. Now, obviously, if you made a ma'isa, it means you plan to use it. But the designation works if you make a permanent designation. And ma'isa works even though it's not a permanent designation, even though it's a temporary designation. Okay. Sif Yod Aleph. Okay. Machet Shleim Amutah the Talpulo said you have a needle. So needle's function is for Tfiras. It's Klishim Latol Yisur. Or it's a pin which is used for in the sewing process. Either one. Now I want to move it to use it for something else. Lead the boys to kites. I want to use it to take out a splinter. So Klishim Latol Yisur the Tarku for his mutter. So that's mutter. But let's say Nitochula or Kharshala also, if it's no longer a functioning needle, so now it's a muksa gomer. So you don't have a heter of being metalted with the tzarku for the tzarku time. So how is that? If you lost the point, so it can't be a needle anymore because it's a point, or if it's missing the eye of the needle, so it can't hold on to the thread. However, a new needle, which you just haven't, you've not put in the eye yet, so that is not a chesaron. You can still use it for other purposes. So since you might decide to use it like this, so that is considered a cleat. Whereas the case of where it lost its char, so at that point in time, the people are going to throw it out, etc. They're not going to keep it around.
Okay.
Okay. Is that the Mishabur or Machat?
No,
it's not. Who Machat? Who Machat? We're talking about a needle for sewing. Probably called Klishim Latol Yisur. It's a Klishim Latol Yisur. It's a Talthal Sarkufo. You can move it for your needs to take out the splinter. A Shinakabo Asam Wursa Lightsim and Alecho. Person wants to use it to pierce a boil to take out the pus. So later on we'll talk about the issue of sewing is a problem. Is putting something together with a safety pin, or I mean really, you know, a needle going in and out, holding two things together, is that called tefer? It's a stitch, it's in and out. Or do you say that din of a stitch is in and out is only because it's a thread and it conforms to the bag and it becomes very, but over here it's clearly distinct. It's clearly separate, it's a piece of metal. So it's holding it together, but not everything holding it together is not called, it's called tefer. If I put a clip there and I hold it together with a clip, it's not called tefer. It's holding it together. Right? So that's going to be a discussion later on, whether that's called, so b'shas al kach, you can even use it for that. You can be something on that sheet, that's mutter.
Why?
Using a safety pin. I think actually has makel on the safety pin. You go in and out with the safety pin, so that's is a tefer or not. You welcome Shas Lotzes by Bishabas. Kavavurli El B'Simon Shin Gimel Siftesta. Also, you can't go out with that pin in the garments on Shabbos. Nice if you guess the Mashikzav Bishon. So you want to move the kites. So you can take it, move it to the tzarku for the tzarku. Because you move to the tzarku, you want to move it to protect your family. The child somebody might hurt themselves on it. So if you find it in such a situation, so that is permitted to move muksa to people should not get hurt. Even though it's not a kli anymore, so the heter isn't because of kli shem latol yisur. It's not a kli at all; it's broken, but it can hurt. The point is still there; just the eye is missing, so it's not a kli anymore. But it's you want to move it; it shouldn't be nizik. But chadosh, which you haven't put in the eye yet to start with, that is mutter. The zimun, the nimach Allah, made like umashal emana kemoshi hilas akaitz. Sometimes you decide just leave it as is, and you'll use it for other purposes. But when you, if you put it in the ready, put the chor in, or uksa, oh, we're using it as a point. Baltim in Oshem Kli, the Oz Derech, Lizer Kaiso, Ben Ashibri Matkos. The Derech was not to use it under those circumstances, it was to throw it out. Fine. But if before Shabbos you have this broken needle and you decide to use it for something else, you designated that, I'm completely clean. But the Talmud could then call Keli Shemanat Alehet. And if you did designate it for that purpose, for a purpose, so that's fine. That's your, but until the person does that, the standard way people dealt with it is just throwing it out totally, so we assume that it's mux.
When
okay, let's hold it here.